Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon on this post-Thanksgiving day. And a lot of people out running around in the stores. The traffic was kind of heavy on the highway coming up in spots, but I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And we have a special program today. Normally we take calls, but we've got a guest that's going to be joining us shortly. November is National Hospice Month, and usually sometime in November, we like to do a program talking about hospice and hospice care, what it is, what it isn't, things of that nature. And normally we've done this on our Sunday night program at 11 o'clock, but now that we have the Friday afternoon program, we thought that it'd be a good idea to try it here on a Friday afternoon. When we might have a different group of people listening, and we might be able to talk about it. And let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer, and we'll get to our guest here in just a moment. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for a wonderful day. We thank you for an opportunity yesterday to stop and give thanksgiving and just to celebrate and just praise you for all the things that you've done for us. Lord, we also thank you now that we have opportunity to be on the air here today. We do pray that we'd be a blessing and encouragement. And we know that a lot of times things come around the end of life. And as Christians, we know what the Bible tells us. But there's still a lot of questions about what happens in terms of physically and emotionally, spiritually, even here on this side of death when somebody comes to the end of life. We do pray that today, through the program, as we talk about hospice care, that it might be something that would help somebody that's struggling in this area, not sure what to do. And Father, we thank you that as Christians, we can have a chance to take advantage of this time of somebody's life, toward the end of their life, to be able to help them to know Christ as their Savior and to be able to help them and ease them with the anxiety that they might face at that time. Bless the program today. Use it for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have a guest with us calling in today. We have Gina Covelli. She is with Harbor Light Hospice Care. And Harbor Light Hospice, rather. And Gina, are you there with us?
I am here, Pastor.
Hi, welcome. We're glad to have you on Live with Pastor Al, and glad to have you on in the afternoon rather than in the dark of the night here. And if you could just give a little bit real quick on who you are and Harbor Light and some of the contact information, then we'll chat about a few things there.
Sure. My name, as you mentioned, is Gina Covelli. I'm the Senior Vice President for Harbor Light Hospice. We're here in the state of Ohio, and we could be contacted by our website, www.harborlighthospice.com, or our contact telephone number is 888-227-6543. And just as an overview, hospice, you know, as you mentioned, November is National Hospice Month, and I'm really thankful to you that you're allowing us the opportunity to get out there and to get the message out to our community of what hospice is.
And I'm really glad to have you on because, you know, unfortunately, in the Christian community, as well as you know, the community at large, but in the Christian community even, there's a lot of misunderstanding of what hospice is, what hospice care is, what they do, what they cause. And, you know, a lot of times you hear this idea that, well, hospice care, what better way to put it, or not a better way to put it, a lot of people out there think they make people die. And that's farthest thing from the truth, isn't it?
It's very far from the truth. Hospice is a philosophy of care. And generally speaking, when any physician or any healthcare provider makes a recommendation for hospice care, generally speaking, it's when they really recognize a need that a patient needs a higher level of care. And hospice is, again, it's a philosophy, higher level of care. It provides a service to the patients and the families by bringing comfort, love, and respect to all that they serve. So it's about making whatever time with their illness that they're dealing with, making it an easier transition and a more comforting way to deal with the situation and making them feel they're not alone through it. There's so much that goes on with any illness, and hospice is not about cancer. It is, you know, it's any life-limiting illness that a patient may have that's causing them any type of distress. So when the hospice is introduced, it's really just to provide those three areas I just mentioned of love, respect, and comfort to them and help them, you know, with their condition.
Oh, absolutely. And I can attest to that because my mom several years ago was on hospice with Harbor Light Hospice. And the care that she received, and not just her, but my dad, my brothers, my sister, all the family members benefited. And I know there's studies out there that suggest that people on hospice care actually live about 30 days, I think it is, something to that effect, longer than people not on hospice care. I know my mom's life was certainly extended by the care she received, and not only the length of days, but the quality. And one of the things I appreciated with Harbor Light Hospice is the fact that the caregivers, from the nurses to the aides and everybody, social workers, everybody in between, help to answer questions, because today most of people are really kind of separated from the process of dying. But you know, everybody that's come into this world has gone out of this world through death's door. The only two people that haven't in the Bible was Enoch and Elijah. They went out in a special way. But, you know, from our standpoint, we're all facing death one day. And I really think Harbor Light Hospice Care does a tremendous job handling, preparing people.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, Pastor Al, you know, every year, 1.58 million Americans are living with a life-limiting illness and actually get the benefits of hospice services throughout our communities in the United States. And it is. It's about really, you know, you mentioned it. We all, at some point in time, all of us have this in common. We're all going to face death. But dealing with hospice and having hospice involved in a patient and family's life, we're able to really address the physical, the emotional, the spiritual needs and help them through the journey that they're going through. And it is challenging, and you know, to get as much outside support as you can while you're going through it is what it's all about. And that's why I always explain to families and patients that hospice to me and my family, several of my family members have been on Harbor Light Hospice. I feel that hospice is a true gift. It's a mm-hmm. true gift that you're giving to somebody that you truly love, and it's such a meaningful experience for everybody involved, not just the patient.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, having done some volunteer work with hospice and my wife working with hospice and my, you know, mother being on the receiving end of hospice care, actually my mother and my family, one of the things that I look at it coming at it as a pastor, you know, my role as a pastor really is, you know, try to prepare people for what comes after this life. And, you know, we want to point people to Christ. We want to see people saved. But, you know, a lot of times we as pastors and Christians, we're concerned about that, but we really don't understand oftentimes the dying process. And that's one of the things I think that I've benefited from, you know, being around hospice care and exposed to hospice care workers, is that help and understanding. And let me give you an example there. I had a friend of mine, and he had a grandmother that was passing, and she was on care. And at the end of her life, they cut back on the food and things that she was receiving, and he thought they were starving her. And I said, no, that's a part of the care process. And I think that points to one of the misunderstandings with the dying process. Maybe you could expand on that a little.
Well, and I think whether healthy or not healthy, you know, nutrition is always a barrier of every discussion when you're dealing with anybody with an illness. You know, family members want to obviously to keep feeding. You want to keep feeding. But sometimes when you're dealing with illness, you know, the body is just not as hungry as it used to be. And it's,
right.
and it's being receiving the nutrition from the fat stores in the body. So when they say they're not hungry, you kind of want to just, you know, we want them to eat as much as possible because we know that the nutrition is so important. But we also have to recognize that we have to listen to what the body says as well and take a step back sometimes and listen to what they're asking, what they need.
I think you brought up a good point there because, see, we're approaching it, you know, from an emotional position and we're used to things, trying to keep things going, you know, like we have. And yet there is a process as the body begins to prepare itself and begins to shut down and things of that nature. And I think hospice is very good at helping explain those things and helping the family to understand that you're actually helping and making the person more comfortable than they might think if they misunderstand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's one of the things I really appreciate about Harbor Light Hospice and the care and the educational process that they have for the families and all. And again, speaking as a pastor, I've really found it very helpful that I can, you know, have a means whereby I can recommend to people. I can say, you know, listen, you know, the process that's happening with your loved one, you know, go to a hospice service. You know, contact Harbor Light and allow them to talk with you and see if the care would be what they need and would be helpful. Because it for me as a pastor, you know, it really gives me another option of trying to minister to people's spiritual needs. Because, you know, when we minister to spiritual needs, we've got to minister to physical needs to some extent mm-hmm. as well. And as pastors, we're really not prepared to do some of the things that that the hospice people do. And yeah. If somebody was curious about Harbor Light Hospice, or perhaps they're in a situation and they have a loved one who's you know, declining and they're not sure, what would be the first thing that they should do that you would recommend?
I'd recommend that they call our number. Our toll-free number is 888-227-6543. You know, just calling and just saying you just need somebody to explain some things, to walk through. Anybody can make a referral for hospice services. And it could come from a healthcare professional. It could come from a family member. It can come from a friend. And anybody that recognizes, you know, their loved one or a close friend is struggling with some illness. And it might not be, like I said, it may be an illness such as Alzheimer's disease or heart disease, any disease that's considered life-limiting that's causing somebody to go back and forth to the hospital and frequent medication changes, and you're noticing a lot of different physical changes, you know, call and see, can hospice benefit my loved one with all the extra services and care that's being introduced into their life? Like I said before, I view it as a gift. You're giving more to
right.
somebody when you can introduce hospice.
Well, another thing I might like to add to that as well, there may be somebody out there that's listening and intrigued by this idea of hospice care. And I know at Harbor Light Hospice, you frequently can benefit from volunteers that are willing to help in some fashion. And what if somebody was thinking about volunteering? What would be their best course there?
Their best course would be, again, to call that toll-free number, the 888-227-6543, or also we have a new website, www.harborlighthospice.com, and it will direct you to the site where you can actually, you know, you want more information or you're interested in volunteering. Again, you know, going back to an initial comment that you had made, Pastor, is, you know, I look at hospice as a gift, but I also look at it as, you know, we're here for a short time. And, you know, we all have something in common. We're all eventually going to move on. But while we're here, I look at hospice as serving
right.
all the individuals in all the different capacities, whether it's by our whole professional staff that we have, registered nurses, social workers, chaplains, our volunteers, our nursing assistants that provide the personal care, all of them together, the components, are there to serve. And if you feel it in your heart that it's something that you desire to do, It would be greatly appreciated because so many people could benefit from having somebody to be there to support them during their illness.
And really, as Christians, we ought to be vitally concerned with helping people and when they're ill, and especially when they're approaching the end of their life, because it gives us opportunity certainly to minister to their spiritual needs and to assure them of what the Bible talks about heaven and how to trust Christ as their Savior, to know that they're going there. But even just being there for somebody, I was looking at a passage earlier in Matthew chapter 25, and Jesus is relating. He says in Matthew 25, starting verse 34, "Then shall the king say unto them in his right hand, Come, ye blessed my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And he says, For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me." And then this is the part that I wanted to focus on. He says, "I was sick, and ye visited me. I was prison, and ye came unto me." And the people asked him, you know, when they saw him sick and visited him. And he said in Matthew 25, verse 40 there, he said, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." And from a Christian perspective, there's a lot of service that we can do to God by helping out. Obviously I'm going to be biased to the Christian side of things, being a pastor. But I think Christians ought to get involved in hospice and volunteer, and perhaps even if you're able to work as a nurse or an aide or anything in that area, because it's a tremendous opportunity to minister. And I think we have a biblical direction that we ought to minister to those who are sick, and especially at a time of life like this. And we're coming up here in our last 10 minutes or so of the program, and one of the things that I wanted to mention is, again, the misunderstanding that so many people in the Christian community have, because there's people, when we've done some of these programs on hospice, that have said, "Why are you spending time on that?" Well, almost like you're wasting time talking about hospice. And I think it's very important because of the misunderstanding. And if you could just reiterate again what hospice is and what it isn't, if there's somebody out there that perhaps is a little misunderstanding or not sure about what we're talking about again.
Well, I would say again, hospice is a philosophy of care. It's about providing that physical, emotional, and spiritual support to any patients that are facing a life-limiting illness. Hospice is not about signing on to hospice and dying immediately.
Right.
Hospice is really about providing a course of action and helping healthcare professionals to really guide the care. There's a lot of misconceptions about hospice. When patients go on hospice, they automatically go on morphine and medications that they normally would not have gone on. And that's a complete myth of what hospice is. Hospice focuses on the comfort. So if there's any symptoms that can be managed to keep a person very comfortable in their home setting or wherever their home setting is, then hospice will manage those symptoms with the physician. So the physician always is involved with the patient throughout the course of their stay with Harborley Hospice. So hospice doesn't just come in and take over. They work in conjunction with the healthcare team. And hospice can be provided anywhere the patient lives. So if a person lives in their home, it could be provided there. If they live in a nursing home, if they live in an assisted living or in an independent living, wherever they reside, that's considered their home, and that's where hospice can go. It's not a place. It's a philosophy of care.
And I appreciate you bringing that out, stressing that, and talking about where people are, where you provide the service. That actually was going to be my next question, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to mention, too, that we go to a nursing home in Richfield where our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, is, and we had a patient there one time who was on actually Harbor Light Hospice, and this patient's with the Lord now, but she was on hospice for a period of time, and I bring her up for a reason. She went off hospice because she actually improved. And so she got better, and they took her off hospice. And that happens on occasion too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I go back to you know, saying that I always talk about, you know, really when you're talking about prognosis and people will talk about like how long a person has an illness and they're giving a statement saying, you know what, your illness is really life limiting. There's only one that truly knows the length of tough time
right.
a person is going to be here on earth. And, you know, it's up to the Lord to tell you how long you're going to be here and when he's ready. But I've seen so many people benefit from hospice services and do so well and start thriving and doing so much better. And they do eventually come off hospice services because, you know what? We tease them and say, you've graduated from the hospice program
right.
because you're no longer with this illness. And that does happen quite a bit. And I contribute that to a lot of the care and the love and the support and the respect that surrounds them during their illness. I think having support and having a love and having the respect around somebody's illness, dealing with somebody's illness when they're ill, makes all the difference in the world. And I think that is the best medicine, truthfully.
Exactly. And you know, it takes a lot of the fear out. You know, years ago, many people died at home, and death was a part of life in terms of the experience of most people. But, you know, we've sheltered it away so much, and people are so afraid of it. And my feeling is that as Christians, we ought not to fear it. We know that's the final enemy that Christ defeated and all, but we still have to go through that passage. And a you know, very familiar Psalm 23 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And I reference that at funerals a lot of times, and I tell people, you know, the valley of the shadow of death is what the living are going through when they're around somebody when they're dying. And I can't emphasize how much Harbor Light was a help to my family when my mom was on hospice as well. Just the comfort that it provided, the answers that they provided, and just somebody to talk to, somebody to listen, you know, somebody to help and minister to the needs of the family as well as the patient. And I can't say enough good things about hospice care and Harbor Light Hospice in particular. We're about out of time here and got about a couple minutes left. And if you could give out the contact information for Harbor Light Hospice again, if somebody is interested, if somebody would like to find out more, why don't you give us that information again?
Certainly. Our toll-free number is 888-227-6543. And we also could be contacted by our website at www.harborlighthospice.com.
My name is
Gina Cavelli, and I could be reached, you know, at that number as well.
All right, I appreciate that. And as I said, we have been talking with Gina Cavelli here today on Live with Pastor Al, and wanted to be a service to people because, you know, you say, well, why do this on the day after Thanksgiving? And I just know from personal experience in the past of being around a nursing home, things of that nature, a lot of times there are people who are declining, and it just seems like they'll hold on until the holidays, don't they? And this is a time that it's really hard sometimes to lose a loved one. And certainly the hospice care that you can receive that can be a benefit during holidays. And Gina, one other thing we didn't talk about, and I got about a minute or so left, that I should bring up here and let you touch real quick in just a few moments. What happens after the patient has gone? Does the hospice just drop you?
No, well, first I want to just back up one second, Pastor Al. I want to focus on hospice. We talked about the philosophy, but we really mm-hmm. focus with hospice on the living.
Right.
So we want to continue to get, you know, the patients and the families to enjoy life as much as possible each and every day as it is a gift. And then, eventually, when patients do leave us, you know, we remain involved actively with the family because families need the continual support. So we will stay very actively involved with them for 13 months through our bereavement program.
All right. Well, Gina Cavelli, thank you for coming on and talking about Harbor Light Hospice. And again, encourage people to listen. I'll be putting up on our website some links to Harbor Light Hospice. And We're out of time here today. I hope you'll join us again Sunday night for our Sunday night program at 11 o'clock next week, again on Friday. And again, thanks. God bless. Have a great weekend. And thank you, Gina, for being with us today. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. You can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.